Let's talk about the most important factors, most important things you need to be doing if you want to get jacked arms. Actually, realistically, this podcast episode could be about any muscle group. I'm going to pick my triceps, though, because of all the muscle groups I have trained, I think it's reasonable to say that my triceps are the most developed. And so I feel like I've got a bit of experience when it comes to growing tricep muscles. That's exactly also why I'm not going to be talking about how to grow calf muscles. Now look, the reason I want to talk about this is because a lot of times when I'm speaking to people and asking about their training, the usual questions run along the lines of, what sets and reps should I be doing? What exercise should I be doing? What training split should I use? How many days a week should I train? And whilst these things matter, they don't matter as much as a lot of people think they do. And that's fine. It's not anyone's fault. You know, people think sometimes that there is a better set and rep scheme, that there is a better split, that there is a perfect or optimal way to load and work your tricep muscles. And what this does is it puts us in a position where we become hyper-focused on the nuances and we miss the bigger picture. So I want you to take a step back and honestly and critically evaluate one thing for me. If you've been training for 5 years, if you've been training for 10 years, if like me, you've been training for probably close to or over 15 years, I want you to ask yourself this. Pick a muscle group that you want to grow. Now ask yourself, how many times have I not, or how many weeks, sorry, have I not taken that muscle group to muscular failure? Simple. Because I can, hand on heart, honestly say, this is going to sound hyperbolic, it's going to sound like an exaggeration, it's going to sound like complete bullshit. I'm pretty confident that I can count on one hand the number of weeks I haven't trained my triceps for failure over the last 15 years. That's it. That's all there is to it. That, in eating enough calories and protein, obviously. Because that ticks the two major boxes, training intensity and training consistency. If you're not nailing those two, then nothing else matters. It doesn't matter how good your program is if you only do it for 4 weeks. It doesn't matter how optimal your workouts are if you miss every other one. It doesn't matter how well you execute your exercises if you never go close to or to muscular failure. The underlying aims, the foundation is built upon training intensity and training consistency. And I'm confident that if you are genuinely nailing those, then there's no muscle group you can't build. It's got very little to do with genetics. I'm naturally quite a skinny, lean person. If you look at old photos of me playing basketball, like I've had to do a lot of work and eat a lot of food to put on some muscle. So I'm telling you, it's got nothing to do with all these other little factors you're worried about. I think it's easy. I'll be honest. And this might be a bit of a wake-up call. This might be a little bit abrasive. I think it's easy to blame an imperfect program or a poor exercise selection or all these other things. When in reality, when you think about it, you probably haven't trained hard enough, consistently enough, for long enough. That's all it comes down to. That's all it comes down to. And that is, at the same time, massively massively empowering, but also a hard pill to swallow. It's empowering because all of a sudden you realize it doesn't matter where your gym is, what equipment you have, whether you're the smartest exercise technician in the world. It makes you realize that what matters is showing up week in, week out and training really, really hard. Over those 15 years, I've spent the majority of the time playing other sports. Basketball, rugby, and now some jiu-jitsu. So I'm not training like a bodybuilder all the time. One of my last seasons at rugby, I hyperextended both of my elbows twice. And I remember vividly that same week, getting in the gym, getting a tiny little red band, and taking my triceps to muscular failure by doing about 200 reps in a row. When on holiday, I'll do some skull crusher push-ups, I'll do some close grip push-ups, I'll find a way to do some dips maybe, it doesn't matter. I will find a way to work my triceps. Now, I'm not saying that's what you need to be doing or you should be doing. If you're not doing it, then you're not grinding and hustling hard enough. I'm just saying, if you are currently struggling to grow a muscle group, if you want to grow bigger, stronger muscles, then the first thing to do is evaluate where you're currently at and what you've currently tried. And if you're not seeing the progress you might like, blaming your exercise selection or your training program is not the solution or the answer. It can be a tough pill to swallow, but I want you to have a think. Over the last however many years you've been training, how many weeks have you not taken that muscle group to muscular failure? Have you not trained it that hard? Because that is genuinely the solution. Like, outside of that, not much else matters. You can get seriously jacked arms using cables, using machines, using dumbbells, using barbells, using your own damn body weight. Like, that doesn't really matter. That's not the solution. The solution, the answer, isn't an exercise. You can get bigger arms, you can get jacked arms doing sets of 6, doing sets of 10, doing sets of 20, doing sets of 30. The solution, the answer, is not that you haven't found the right set scheme and rep scheme. What matters is that no matter what exercise you're doing and no matter what sets and reps you're doing, you take that exercise through a decent range of movement and you get close to or to muscular failure. And if you do that for long enough, consistently enough, whilst also eating, you know, enough food, you will see results. You will get bigger muscles. You will get stronger. One of the most important things you can develop to make sure that you are doing this is a fluid and flexible mindset when it comes to your training. If your goal on a Wednesday, let's say, is to follow your gym program, and all of a sudden you can't get to gym because the gym's closed, you get stuck at work late, a meeting comes up, your commute takes longer than it normally is, you're not at home, then you're not going to do that session because your aim is to do that particular workout. And sometimes that's not going to happen because life happens. So what I want you to do instead is shift that perspective. And I want you to focus on, or I want you to create the goal that you're going to work particular muscle groups or work a particular area of your fitness. For example, if you normally go to the gym and you do some intervals because you're looking to build your fitness and you're looking to build your top end threshold conditioning, and when you go to the gym you like to use a row and a ski erg, and all of a sudden you can't get to the gym, then the goal is no longer to get on the rower and get in the ski erg. The goal is to work that top end conditioning, to get really out of breath, to get that heart rate super high. And then you're going to find a way to do that. You're going to go out for a run. You're going to do, I don't know, burpees at home. You can do something. Because all of a sudden you've detached yourself from those specific exercises. You've created, you've adapted, you've changed what you're doing, and you're going to get a similar outcome. Now, do we want to do that every week? No, obviously. But if changing things up and doing burpees and running means that you work your conditioning as opposed to not doing anything, that's a big win. Let's go back to the triceps example. Let's say you've got an arm day. Let's say you're going to work your triceps lots and you can't get to the gym. Cool, fine. You can either let that derail you. You can take the week off and you can go another week not training your triceps really hard. Or you can just suck it up and at home get on with some skull crusher push-ups, some close grip push-ups, some push-ups, and just find ways to work your triceps. And just take them to muscular failure again and again and again. Like I said, is it ideal to do that every single week? Probably not. But it's better to do that than to go a whole week not training them. If you want to have seriously jacked arms. That's just the truth of it. One of the greatest assets you can have when it comes to your fitness and training is a mindset that allows you to adapt. It's a mindset that's fluid and flexible. If you rely, if you need the best equipment, if you need particular machines to do your leg day, then guess what? When you don't have access to those machines, you're not going to train your legs, are you? And that's fine. But if you're not seeing the progress you want, if you're not developing the way you want to, and you're doing and you're doing those sorts of things, you're missing sessions because it's not perfect, then that's the reason. It's not because you haven't found the right exercises or sets or reps. The reality is that most of you listening to this will have a little think about, right, I want to grow my biceps, I want to grow my triceps, I want to grow my quad muscles. Over the last 10 years, you're going to think about how many weeks you have not trained that muscle group. And it's probably going to be quite a few weeks. And that's okay. You can't do anything about that, but acknowledging it and being honest with yourself is probably a good thing. Because now you know what you need to change. Now you know the reasons as to why you haven't seen the development that you might have liked to. And it comes down to intensity, and it comes down to consistency. And so now you know what you need to change. Now you know what you need to improve upon. You need to stop faffing with exercises, and you need to stop going shy of muscular failure, especially on isolation work, and you need to make sure you're showing up week in, week out. The beauty of this training malarkey, of this fitness malarkey, is that you only get out what you put in. The people that run the fastest, run the furthest, the people that lift the most weight, that build the most muscle, the people that change the shape of their body, that become the fittest and strongest versions of themselves, tend to have just done a couple of basic things, a couple of really simple things. They just have done it for a lot longer than most people and with a lot more intensity. We can dress it up in fancy programming. We can dress it up in sets and reps and supersets and cluster sets and rest pauses and all this sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, it really just comes down to how long you've been doing something for and how well and hard you've been doing it for. That's all there is to it. So consider this a little gentle nudge, potentially a little wake-up call. You don't need fancy exercises or training plans. You need to find a way to stay consistent and to train with intensity. It starts with having a mindset that allows you to be fluid and flexible with your training. Don't get married to an exercise or to a routine, because that will come back to bite you in the ass sooner rather than later. Focus on the stimulus. Focus upon the outcome rather than the specifics of achieving that outcome and that stimulus. Then you need to find a way to be consistent. You need to find a way to be proactive, to write workouts in your diary at the beginning of the week rather than trying to fit them in haphazardly during the week when you're running out of time. You need to find a way to ditch the fluff and the stuff that you don't need to be doing and focus on the things that matter the most. I'm going to keep this under 15 minutes. We're currently at 13 and a half minutes. It's simpler than you might think. But it's also a tough pill to swallow to realize that you've got to train a little bit harder and you've got to train a bit more consistently. But I promise you, once you're there, it becomes so much easier because you realize that the pressure is taken off you and it doesn't have to be as complicated as you might like to be. That training consistency is key. How many weeks over the last 5, 10, 15 years have you gone not doing something? It's probably, you can probably count it. You probably need more than just one or two hands to count that up. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing bad about that. It's just an honest appraisal of what we've tried doing or what we've been doing. Like I said, if you can nail that intensity and that consistency, easy days, happy days. Anyway, talk soon.